This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I haven't been to Central America, but I am hearing, so I can't confirm how many, but we are being told over 100,000 migrants are heading towards the United States right now as we speak. Texas Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez said yesterday that Panama Foreign Minister Erica Moñez told him that as many as 100,000 migrants have crossed through her country on the way to the U.S., and 52 of those they apprehended had ties to Al-Qaeda. Speaking on the Real America podcast with GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the San Antonio congressman said the situation in Del Rio, Texas is, quote, the worst I've ever seen it. He said that Moñez came to visit him and a number of other lawmakers to get word out about the coming, quote-unquote, onslaught. She goes, there's over 100,000 coming through Panama on the way to the U.S. as we speak. He said, I asked her, have you caught anybody on the terrorist watch list? She goes, funny you ask that, Tony, because in Panama, we do biometrics and we have apprehended 52 people that are associated with Al-Qaeda. He states, according to Daily Mail, I go, holy smokes, does this administration know about this? And she goes, there's no one home. I'm talking to you because the administration is absent. Now, that is obviously a serious, serious allegation, but something that wouldn't surprise me at all. The administration is absent. That's not a good look. I think there was some poll saying globally the approval rating for Biden is higher than Trump. Okay, fine. That's great. Whatever. And But I do not want other countries thinking no one's home. No one is home. What happens when somebody thinks that you're not home? It gets robbed. Stuff happens near the home. People take advantage if they think you're not home. You know, and when social media first started, you know, I was like very cautious of saying I'm going to LA, I'm going camping, because I didn't want anybody to think that I wasn't home and that somebody could then break in. And we did have break-ins in our house. And so I kept it quiet. Now, though, with drones and, you know, people taking pictures and things like that, you know, when you start to get more public, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm out of town. Whatever. But there's a lot of people that never tell you when they're out of town. So you see their pictures, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're in Hawaii? They go, no, those pictures are a week or two old. I only posted them once we got back. I see. So same thing with an administration. If people think the administration, no one's home, and it's just you could walk right in. You know how many people want to bring us down? You know how many terrorists are out there? So this is nothing surprising. I think the surprising part of the story isn't that there's 100,000 coming. The surprising part of the story is that no one still continues to be home. They say a record-shattering number of Haitian migrants have come to the U.S. in the last month. The trend does not appear to be stopping, even though the Biden administration said, please don't come. Yeah. They keep pouring into the Colombian town of Necoclí, a popular spot for smugglers that will actually shepherd people through the perilous Darien Gap in Panama. Now, the Darien Gap is a 66-mile stretch of rainforest between North and South America. It's that little cute little area on a map that connects the two continents. And it's very dangerous terrain. It's been underdeveloped because it's so dangerous. Poses the greatest risk of people crossing. More than 70,000 migrants have already traveled through this year. They say most of the migrants in recent months have been Haitians who've been living in Chile and Brazil since the 2010 Haitian earthquake. They say so far this fiscal year, from last October to August, U.S. officials have apprehended 1.5 million migrants at the southwest border. That figure follows 2020, where agents had apprehended 458,000 by this point in the year, so almost triple. In 2019, they stopped about 9 million. In 2018, 521,000. They say of those 1.5 million, at least 160,000 have been released into the interior of the U.S. under parole authority or with a notice to report. Pretty, pretty please come back and report in 3 weeks. Yeah, right. Most of those with notice don't come back or turn themselves into Immigration and Customs. They say the vast majority of those who do not get to stay are supposed to be deported under Title 42. Activists are asking Biden to stop that, but during a public health crisis, they have to double down. If they're going to say COVID-19 is a public health crisis and they get to do all these mandates and all that, then Title 42 stays. But they say the Biden administration will reinstate the Trump-era Remain in Mexico after losing a court battle against it. A federal judge sided with states of Texas and Missouri by ordering the Biden administration in August to reinstate the policy in good faith. So, you know, we talked about some of the illnesses that could come with migrants. I want them healthy. I want them, you know, fleeing disaster. I want them finding a safe haven in America. You know, my family immigrated to America. I am very blessed and grateful for our immigration process, but that's what it needs to be, an immigration process. And if we don't have enough medical services and enough hospitals, and we don't have enough facilities or jobs, I mean, nowadays it looks like we have jobs, but, you know, if we don't have enough ability to vet at the border, then we're putting ourselves and our country, as well as other migrants, in danger. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer today. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've started to follow more and more hockey because we have the Vegas Golden Knights in my neck of the woods. Woohoo! Sometimes the Golden Knights play the Sharks. Boo, the Sharks. Which is kind of a little ironic because Vegas was known as kind of the Shark Tank. The Thomas and Mack Center used to be the Shark Tank when Jerry Turcadian coached the Running Rebels when they won the national championship in 1990 and made to the Final Four in 91. I believe I'm getting the years right. And so when you see Shark, you think, all right, Turcadian, Shark Tank, basketball. No. The Sharks are the San Jose Sharks. And they've gotten themselves into a little bit of drama. After an investigation, the NHL has suspended Sharks forward Evander Kane because he violated COVID-19 protocols. He violated COVID-19 protocols so bad that he got suspended for 21 regular season games. So when this news broke, people reached out to me going, what did he do? How do you violate COVID-19 protocols that bad to be suspended for 21 regular season games, losing, I think, 1.8 million, 1.7 million of a $7 million a year contract? What did he do? Did he sneeze? Did he lick somebody's spoon? Did he cough on somebody? Did he have sex with somebody with COVID? Mm-mm. What he did, from what I'm understanding, is he submitted to the NHL a vaccine card that was fake. That's a big no-no. That's a big no-no. In fact, it's illegal in the U.S. and in Canada. So, I don't know if he could even face criminal charges. I mean, this is how crazy this has gotten. And you think to yourself, why would he submit a fake COVID card? He's Evander Kane. I mean, not without his drama. I think he was accused of domestic abuse, and I think that investigation found the claims to be unsubstantiated. And there's been a lot, you know, going on with him. I guess somebody accused him of throwing games in the past. You guys might have followed his career more than I have. But the reason why is, when you look at the NHL protocols for the 2021-2022 season, they're long. And they focus on the unvaccinated player. So I think a lot of players probably, and I'm not accusing any NHL or NFL, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of players out there going, let me just show somebody a card and get everybody off my back. According to the NHL, fully vaccinated individuals are not subject to the majority of the restrictions and measures set forth herein during the 21-22 season, unless they develop COVID-19 symptoms, in which event he shall be subject to the provisions of Section 4. So let's look at Section 4. And this isn't the NHL's fault. The NHL, I mean, you know, they had to shut down their games. They had to lose a lot of money. They had to tick off a lot of fans, disrupt the hockey season. That's not easy. And so they had to come up with these rules, just like the NFL, just like the NBA, to show that they are trying their hardest to avoid COVID spread. So, you know, you see the people playing, sitting on the bench, ancillary staff, coaching staff wearing masks. So if you are symptomatic or COVID positive and you're medically stable, you wear a face covering, you are removed immediately. You're directed to isolate and to refrain from contact from other individuals until your positive negative status is established. Any individuals that come into contact will then have to properly wear face coverings. If the individual is at the residence and medically stable, they shall be instructed to remain in place and not come to the club facility until the confirmation of their COVID-19 positive negative status is established. Individuals who are isolating while awaiting confirmation of their status shall be in communication with club medical staff. And of course, if you're ill, then you're going to see an infectious disease expert. But in terms of being unvaccinated, if you are unvaccinated, there's a whole bunch of things you have to do. So, unvaccinated players, so obviously all members who are traveling have to show proof of vaccine status. And planes shall be configured to provide as much free space as possible between unvaccinated players to maximize distance between them and all other individuals. Clubs should depart from or arrive into smaller private airports. In terms of eating with each other, unvaccinated players shall not be permitted to use the hotel gym, pool, sauna, steam room, or other shared facilities. So a vaccinated player that can be spreading the virus, they can. But if you're unvaccinated, you can't use the gym, the pool, sauna, steam room. Unvaccinated players are not permitted to have players, club staff, or visitors inside their hotel room. with the exception of fully vaccinated family members. They should not patronize or enter internal venues other than the club's designated hotel, practice facility, or game area. They are supposed to comply with applicable regulations and restrictions imposed by local health authorities. Traveling teams must hold an additional hotel room in the game city until they have boarded transportation for their home city and confirm that no member of their traveling party has tested positive. It's a pain in the butt. I mean, you're supposed to stay at home if you're unvaccinated to the greatest extent. You have to avoid social interactions. You can't go inside restaurants, bars, or clubs. Outdoor dining at restaurants is permitted to unvaccinated players during travel. But you cannot engage in indoor dining. So if you're traveling to Canada and it's freezing, you can't be indoors. You cannot participate in crowded situations, including parties or larger gatherings. You can't go to schools, movie theaters, shopping mall. You can't use public transportation. You need to rely on groceries or meals wherever feasible. So in addition to regular testing and all the other stuff, what has happened is when they make the rule so tight and so painful for somebody who is unvaccinated, and I'm not saying the NHL did this, but just in general, we see this with public officials. They try to make it so painful if you're unvaccinated that they think you're going to be like, you know what, I'm just going to go get vaccinated. And a lot of people did. But what did other people do? They go, how do I get a card? And if Evander Kane's card was fake, how many others out there have fake cards? I mean, it's really easy to make these things, sadly. People are getting caught. They're going to jail, understandably so, because you're trying to recreate a government document. But people who don't want the vaccine don't want the vaccine. And I, in New Jersey, one of their largest healthcare systems has fired 100 more employees who refused to get the COVID vaccine by the deadline. RWJ Barnabas, the second largest healthcare system in New Jersey, has fired 118 employees. The company employs 35,000 people, so they're saying 99.7% of their employees have complied with the mandate. Complying with the mandate is the appropriate verbiage because, again, we don't know how many of them could have fake cards as well. And I'm not accusing people of having fake cards, but when you say people are vaccinated, is it because you saw them get vaccinated? So they feel they have an ethical and professional responsibility to protect our patients and ensure a safe COVID-19-free environment. It's not COVID-19-free if vaccinated individuals can also share and spread the virus. But I understand. Vaccine mandates are nothing new to hospital systems. You're going to see flu vaccine mandates come as well. But 118 employees got canned. These are employees who most likely were around and helped people throughout the whole COVID pandemic in that hospital system and were probably there from the beginning. My guess is they have some immunity. If we are 20 months in, actually almost 2 years, because I really believe that it was in America, fall of 2019. If we are 2 years from COVID, and these people are still alive, they have some immunity. Or their masks are working really, really well. Sad to see people leave. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats put together the American Rescue Plan to help make the American dream more obtainable.
Americans have found it's getting harder to reach. That's what creates a sourness in the land. That's the sunny optimism, so crucial to our identity, has receded away from view.
The New York Democrats saying the Build Back Better agenda will benefit American citizens for years to come while also addressing major issues like climate change. Gas prices continue their three-week climb. A AAA survey saying the national average price for regular jumped a cent and a half from Monday to $3.34 a gallon. Texas leads the nation with the least expensive gas. Meanwhile, no shocker, California has the highest. And you're listening to USA Radio News. According to the New York Post, plane loads of underage illegal immigrants are secretly being flown into suburban New York as part of an effort to resettle them across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's bringing legislation to the floor that makes the White House publicly disclose where flights of illegal immigrants are going.
There's been zero transparency from the Biden administration. I put forward legislation to address this, to force the Biden administration to inform our governors what's happening. Our hospital systems need to know. Are they going to be overwhelmed with people that haven't been tested for COVID that may be sick?
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox Business. Country music icon Travis Tritt is canceling four upcoming shows because of COVID mandates. He refuses to play in Indiana, Mississippi, Illinois, and Kentucky, cities where fans must either show proof of a vaccination or a negative test. Tritt's team saying such rules won't be tolerated. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. My nose is running. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I do get fall allergies. Yes, I do. And it could also be that, you know, some of my desk could be collecting a little bit of dust. So, but listen, dust some things off in your house, because one of the best kept secrets out there and the most underutilized things that should be done are yard sales. I know some of you guys are like, why is Dr. Dolly talking about yard sales? Well, because the headlines are supply chain issues, inflation. I mean, I tried to order something on Amazon. They said I'd get it in 4 weeks. Really? We are consuming, but we are buying tons of supplies. We're buying tons of products. And the price, the markup, the sticker shock keeps going up there, and I think we need to maybe rethink how we consume. how we do commerce. And one thing that was around when I was growing up, and has been around for a while, is the yard sale. And the yard sale is a win-win for everybody. And I just don't realize why people don't utilize them. In fact, a good friend of mine, Nancy Mann, is holding an event this weekend. For those of you guys in Las Vegas, if you're in my neck of the woods, there's going to be an event on the 23rd and the 24th at, is it 1305 Eaton Drive? I'm going to post this on my Facebook and Twitter. But the yard sale helps not only people doing the yard sale, but helps people who are just looking for those extra batteries or looking for an extra shirt or an extra tie or, I don't know, an extra charger. And I can't tell you how much we waste, I mean, on this earth. And we buy something, we use it once, or look at our clothes. All right, how many of you have clothes in your closet from high school? Yeah. How many of you can fit into your clothes from high school? No, you don't. No, none of you. Okay. And if you can, I don't want to talk to you. We have stuff in our closet going, okay, I could fit into that if I lose the weight. If I lose the weight, I'm not going to throw it out because I could lose the weight. We don't lose the weight. Once you have kids, your hips change. Your body changes. The boobs. My boobs are nothing like they were in high school. Not after having two kids and breastfeeding. No way. Surgery cannot make them look like the way I was in my 20s, which means all those cute little tops with the plunging necklines I can't wear. So, donate them. I only wore them once or twice anyway because I was in medical school and all you wore were scrubs. There are so many things that people can use that is slightly used that, it, you know, I think there's a stereotype that if you go to a yard sale or a garage sale, they're dirty, they're fourth hand, they're broken. And mind you, some people who did yard sales did crap jobs, but that's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people go, look, I don't need this extra lamp, and it works. I don't need this extra chair. See, I donate a lot of stuff to charity, but it also helps those who are like, look, I just want to buy, you know, my kid is growing so fast. I just need a shirt for this month until it comes wintertime. So, you know, I just think about it. And for those of you that need extra money, it's probably one of the greatest things to do, especially for those of you who are hoarders. A lot of us, we hoard. We keep things. We're afraid to throw it out because we spent money on it. Well, it's really therapeutic to clean the garage, clean the closet, and find that there are things that other people could use. So, what's the first thing any of us should do, whether you're having a yard sale or not? Well, one, learn to say goodbye to the clothes. I have stuff from the 1980s, and I loved the 80s. But let's say I lost the weight. Let's say I could fit into my Union Bay jeans. Well, I think that'd still work. Okay. Yeah, most of my stuff from my 80s I think I could still use. Okay, but let's say some of you guys grew up in the 70s. Well, no bell bottoms are coming back. Okay, 50s. Really? The petticoats? That's not in style. If you're going to lose the weight, you're going to wear the new Hooters uniform, right? I'm going to wear, if I lost the weight, I'm going to wear what's stylish now. And I don't know what stylish is now. What thongs? I don't know what's stylish right now. And I wasn't wearing those in the 80s. So just realize that even if you could lose the weight, you could fit into them, you're not going to wear something that's 40 years out of style. A lot of times we buy our plates in the 12 pack. So I have 12 plates. There's only four people in my family. And if people come over, I'll use the fancy plates. So I have eight plates we never use. Why don't I donate them? Why don't I sell them? What, I mean, you know, we have so many extra plates and bowls and pots and pans we picked up because it came in a set. Sell those. You don't need them. Now, if you are doing a yard sale, don't forget to space the tables out. It's very simple. Put it in front of your yard. If you have an apartment, if you're near a park, that allows you to do it. There's, you know, space everything out. Put some hand sanitizer. Honestly, group neighborhood Yard sales are fantastic ways to raise money for a cause. I can't tell you how many people do that. And there's all sorts of cool stuff, great bargains. But you got to keep in mind we're still in a pandemic. So masks, hand sanitizer, good masks, okay? So what can you sell? What are hot items? Furniture, phone chargers, phone cases, books, clothes, buttons. Some people need buttons. They don't want to go to a craft store or, a lot of dudes are like, I need a button. And they don't know where to go and get a button. Fine, sell some buttons. All right? Shoelaces. Shoelaces are big. My boys are always out of their shoelaces. I'm like, where did your shoelaces go? I'm out of dental floss, Mom. So you use the shoelace? No, I'm also out of dental floss. Home decor, party favors, ties, hats, sunglasses, reading glasses. Reading glasses are huge. Everybody needs an extra pair of reading glasses. And I should probably wear them now. Electronics, headphones, beach towels, beach toys, blankets, music, video games. Video games. GameStop doesn't have to be the only one making money. If your kids aren't playing the video game, sell it. Do a yard sale or donate it. Holiday stuff, costume jewelry, kids' toys, board games. Oh, yeah, board games. Those are always good. Oh, puzzles. As long as you're not missing a piece, get rid of that puzzle. Oh, my God, puzzles are messy. School supplies, batteries, tools, hair products, pet products, new wrapping paper. We're coming up on Christmas time. So if you bought a 3-pack of paper and you can't stand one of the rolls, sell it. Somebody's going to buy it. And for cheap. Air fresheners, plants. How many of us have plants? Too many of them. Antiques, hair clips, anything with glitter and rhinestones. I don't want to bring tiaras back. Oh, my God. I love tiaras. I want to bring these back. Anything with glitter or rhinestones will sell. So you definitely want to have those. And then, depending local laws, people are thirsty. You could sell cans of, not beer, but, soda and water and things like that. So you can also sell that. Always clean the items prior to donation or selling. Anything in a box, I would probably hang up the clothes and racks because if it's in a box, it kind of, people then have to go through it and touch everything. You'd rather have it on racks. Make sure you also clean things off because we're in COVID. If somebody's touching stuff, you want to show that you wiped it down with the sanitizer before somebody else touches it. Otherwise, someone's not going to touch it. If you're going to sell a lamp or a radio or something, make sure you have a power source or batteries in it. Don't sell something that nobody can tell if it works. That's when you can go, nope, see, it works. I have a power source nearby. That always helps. Keep breakable items away from kids. Somebody brings their kid and they always touch something and grab it and whatever. Don't haggle prices. Okay, you don't have time to haggle. Just go, guys, this is the sale. This is the price. If you want to buy 3 or more objects, I'll give you a 10% discount. Have bags so people feel they have, they don't have to use their arms. Make sure you have plenty of change. Donate stuff you don't sell and have fun. It's a win-win for everybody. So check out Nancy Mann's yard sale in Las Vegas this weekend. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, Ken, don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a scuba diver finds a 900-year-old crusader sword off the coast of Israel. Wow. It has a 3-foot blade. That is incredible. The amateur diver, they say, according to CNN, spotted the sword and other ancient artifacts on the seabed off of northern Israel. This is according to a statement from the Israel Antiquities Authority. He was diving on October 9th. He spotted the sword. It has a foot-long hilt, along with stone anchors, metal anchors, and pottery fragments. I'm looking right now at the video. It's hard to tell the other artifacts. I think there's like a bowl
And I think there seems to be, oh, I see a fish. They show a video of what was pulled out of the water that I'm trying to see. Besides a bowl, it is a big, well-made sword. I mean, the fact that this armor can still exist from water damage, they made them pretty sturdy. So anyway, there's pottery fragments, stone anchors, metal anchors. I love antiques. I am just, oh my gosh, I'm just so excited about seeing this. The artifacts were apparently uncovered by waves and undercurrents that had shifted the sand. I know somebody's going to say global warming or climate change, but something shifted, okay? The diver took the sword up to the surface so it wouldn't be stolen or covered up again. And then he handed it in to the IAA. The sword was found. I know you could sell the sucker. And I'm sure he got some, because that was pretty cool. I'm sure he got some sort of reimbursement or something, because that's, man. The sword was found. But you know what, though? I don't know, because honestly, when you live in Israel, there are so many artifacts. There's so many things with the history that I just wonder if a lot of people living there are like, guys, here's another one, here's another one. And I think it's just, I think it might be, I want to look up the laws on that. I don't know if it's like against the law, but I mean, who would keep buying these things? Just like Hawaii, you really can't take any volcanic ash. They don't want you to take any of that to the mainland. They say it's bad luck. So you never, when you go to Hawaii, and I think it's illegal, you never pick up any of the volcanic rocks to take it back home with you. You're not supposed to. They don't want pieces of their land leaving. That's all they have in terms of their land. So why would you have a whole bunch of tourists take it home? Although when I was in Mount Vesuvius, they said grab it. So we our tour guide said, yes, you could grab Mount Vesuvius lava rocks. So we did. Mount Vesuvius is what blew and buried Pompeii. So that was interesting. So I have Mount Vesuvius volcanic rocks. So they say the sword was about 656 feet from the shore, a depth of 4 meters or 13 feet, according to Kobe Charvit. 13 feet, that's not that deep for a dive. Its size and shape, even though he probably dove more, but that's where he found it. Its size and shape suggested it belonged to a crusader. And it was found a few kilometers from Atlit Castle, a crusader fortress. Dating back to 1096 to the late 13th century, the Crusades were a set of military expeditions by Western European Christians that aimed to retake the Holy Land in the Middle East after centuries of Muslim wars of expansion. Near Distelfeld, inspector of the IAA's robbery prevention unit, said the sword is a rare find that has been preserved in perfect condition. So they have to now glean off a lot of the shells and coral and sediment on it. It was encrusted with marine organisms, but it is apparently made of iron. They say it is exciting to encounter such a personal object, taking you back 900 years back in time to a different era with knights' armor and swords. I just think this is the coolest thing. Charvet told CNN that the sword is well preserved because it was buried in a deep layer of sand without oxygen. And you see all these little shells and mollusks and things like that. It currently weighs 11 to 13 pounds due to the incrustation of stones and shells. The sword probably originally weighed, however, anywhere from 2.2 to 4.4 pounds. Now, the coastline has many natural coves that provided shelter for ancient ships, and settlements such as Dor and Atlit developed around the larger coves. So they think the area was popular with merchant ships. And so if merchant ships were there and they found this, there could be a whole slew of archaeological finds. Now, the site has been monitored since June when some artifacts were first discovered by members of the public. The movement of the sands mean artifacts are very elusive. And they say the work actually is like a puzzle, explaining that even small storms can move the sand around and expose new objects. Because you don't want to just start digging around in the beautiful coastline and affect the vegetation and the fish and all that. So there's rules on what you can excavate and what you can do. Because I'm thinking to myself, okay, get down there. And I mean, and you could just pick up all sorts of cool stuff. But it's very rare for there to be just one artifact. from the Crusader period, usually a sword, would have been left following a shipwreck or a Crusader landing party, which means there'd be all sorts of litter and debris and stuff around there. And if back in the Crusades, they weren't big on climate change and protecting the environment, and they just left it, or let's say they killed somebody, and they didn't go back and get their armor or get their, then that stuff will just fall into the ocean. They say winter storms could expose more artifacts. Archaeologists will carry out further surveys in the area. In the meantime, the sword is going to be sent to the IAA labs to be cleaned. According to Dr. Charvit, he hopes to learn more about its history when the metal itself is revealed. I do too. I hope they post pictures because I definitely want to see that. IAA Director General Ellie Escocido said, once the sword has been cleaned and researched in the Israeli Antiquities Authority laboratories, we will ensure it is displayed to the public. Now, you know, remember, they just recently found a toilet. I think it's the same group. Yeah, that I found that fascinating. So in Israel, they found a toilet. Let me see how old it was. It was a 2,700-year-old toilet. The archaeologists were led by Yaakov Billig, and he is director of the Israel Antiquities Authority excavation. And they excavated what appears to be an ancient wealthy household's toilet. It was made of limestone. It was built above a septic tank that was about 5 by 6 feet in volume. Well, 5 by 6 feet in dimensions, but then the volume, I'm not sure how deep. They're still digging. And it appears to be in its own room that overlooks the Armon Hanatziv neighborhood in Jerusalem, which is supposed to be a very beautiful area. There's this promenade where you see the hills and all the old, you know, buildings. Now remember, you know, back then they didn't have iPhones, they didn't have apps, they didn't have, you know, magazines. So what did they do to help potty? They would look out and see the view. The Israeli Antiquities Authority also found a bunch of little multiple pieces from small pots that they think were used for incense or oils to kind of temper the odors. So they found pottery shards, animal bones. So they say this could teach us about the lifestyles and diets of the first temple people, as well as ancient diseases. So at the time, most people would use pots or holes in the ground. The first flushable toilet didn't come until 1596. And even that was still very, very rare. The first known toilets were made of wood, and they were used by the Indus Valley Civilization in northwestern India and Pakistan in 2800 BC. So people used toilets, but not like the ones we have today with cameras and sensors and warming and all the weird stuff they want to add to the toilets. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.